29 of February 2020, Isaiah 58, 9 to 14. If you do away with the yoke, the clenched fist, and the malicious words, if you deprive yourself for the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, your light will rise in the darkness, and your darkest hour will be like noon. Yahweh will always guide you, will satisfy your needs in the scorched land. He will give strength to your bones, and you'll be like a watered garden, like a flowing spring whose waters never run dry. Your ancient ruins will be rebuilt. You will build on age-old foundations. You will be called bridge mender, restorer of streets to be lived in. If you refrain from breaking the Shabbat, from taking your own pleasure on my holy day, if you call the Sabbath delightful and the day sacred to Yahweh honorable, if you honor it by abstaining from travel, from seeking your own pleasure, and from too much talk, then you will find true happiness in Yahweh, and I shall lead you in triumph over the heights of the land. I shall feed you on the heritage of your father Jacob. For the mouth of Yahweh has spoken. It is actually so simple. If the people listen to the voice of the Lord, to follow his instructions, then the love of God can unfold completely unhindered in the lives of the people, and God's plan with the individual person and with the peoples become a blessed and tangible reality. Actually, it is so simple and logical. If only there were not the great ego, who often has different ideas and wishes and so easily forgets the instructions of God. It remains simple from the side of God, even if through us human beings the complications and entanglements arise, the resistance and mistakes, the sins and errors. God remains faithful to himself and continues to open the simple way for us at the price of the suffering and death of his beloved Son. The simple way of filiation, of friendship, up to the bridal relationship. God integrates all man's detours and failures, accompanies and constantly admonishes him to conversion. Sometimes, however, people misunderstand God's goodness, his long-suffering and gentleness, and think that they can continue to live their disorderly lives in this way, invoking his mercy. But there is something they do not understand. God cannot approve of disorder. He loves the sinner, but not the sin. He loves his people Israel, but not the path they often take. This is why the Lord today names the conditions under which the good life can unfold gracefully, how the light of the people can shine, the darkness is going away. Actually, it is quite simple. In this land, let us take the very simple path and overcome all unnecessary complexity. We know how our Christian life can unfold fruitfully. We know that the love of our Father always accompanies us and invites us to be even more united with him. Perhaps we also know, at least to some extent, what next steps we have to take. Why don't we just do them? Leave behind what hinders us. Ask the Lord to release all our ties that prevent us from moving forward and make our lives even more fruitful. Saint Anna de Grenier, a young and simple soul before the Lord, once said a wonderful word, "Nothing is difficult if you love God." It's simple and shows us the way. The love for God must grow and self-love must give away. That is the way. This too is actually simple, but only with the effort to overcome the slowness of our nature, its limitations, its curiosity, its interdependence with the world, its impermanence, and so on. God is with us on this journey, and every step to love Him more than self-interest makes love grow. Perhaps we should listen to another suggestion from the text. As we hear, the Lord places great value on the Shabbat as a holy day of the week. I personally have noticed that in Christianity the importance of Sunday, which has taken the place of the Shabbat, is becoming less and less important. And I have noticed this especially in Latin America. Wouldn't it be important to reclaim the Holy Sunday, at least personally? I think it would be a joy for the Lord and good for our soul.
Today we hear the classical Marian antiphon, which is sung always during Lent time. Hail, O Queen of Heaven enthroned! Hail by angels mistress owned! Root of Jesse, gate of morn, whence the world's true light was born. Glorious Virgin, joy to thee! Loveliest whom in heaven they see, fairest though where all are fair, plead with Christ our souls to spare.
Ave Regina Caelorum, Ave Domina Angelorum, Salve Rarix, Salve Porta, ex qua mundo lux est orta. Gaude Virgo gloriosa, super omnes speciosa. Va Valde.